98.7 The Peak, it's all about variety. Chris and Amy in the morning. You got to hear a little bit of my day yesterday as we talked to Dr. Oz earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit.
Dr. Oz, that was funny.
But I did want to share this experience with you because I thought that it was quite possibly one of the most awkward experiences ever in the history of ever. And mm-hmm. I love awkward.
Yeah, you do.
It makes me happy. This is something that made me uncomfortable. And I'll just give you a quick preface. My girlfriend Melissa and I, we've been talking about kids for a while. And we kind of, you know, we just came to the conclusion that we wanted to, let's do this. Let's do this.
Right.
So we pulled the goalie.
Why now?
You know what? It just felt right. It felt like the right time, and it's just, you know.
Better explanation than the one you've been getting. Well, you know, she's 38 now.
Oh, okay. She's
getting old.
All right. That's not the point of this.
She's not old. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
So we said, let's pull the goalie. Let's do this. Let's go after it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Exciting times.
Yes.
Now, again, when I'm 35, she's 38. We're not ancient.
It's not
like it's
goofy,
but we wanted to make sure that if there are any complications or anything wrong, we can know what to expect. Right.
Right.
So we both go in and we get all the necessary tests done.
Mm-hmm.
She gets hers done, and I went with her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. You need to...
For the consultation afterwards, not the actual test. I don't want to... And I'm sitting in the room, and we're talking, and they bring up me getting a test done.
Right.
The kind that guys go in and get... They're little active guys tested.
They're little swimmers.
Right.
Yes.
Make sure everything's all ship shape and whatnot.
Why not?
So I said, all right, yeah, cool. And I was real cool with it, you know? Everything was all good.
Well, of course. Your test is way more fun than her test.
I'm a grown-up, but I'm like, whatever.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not like everybody doesn't go there for that purpose, you know? But let me tell you about my experience.
I'm so excited to hear this again.
With the swimmer test.
All right.
It starts out yesterday afternoon.
Nice music.
2:30.
Okay.
Beautiful day outside. I'm driving up in my truck to this nice office. Very comfortable inside. I walk in. There's an attractive woman sitting at the desk. Hi, are you here for an appointment? I said, yes, 2:30. She went, oh, Chris. Chris Parker. And I went, yes.
Blonde or brunette?
She was a brunette.
Okay.
But she says my name, and then it finally hits me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What you're about to do.
I know what I'm here for.
And she knows what I'm here for.
The nervousness starts setting in. I fill out some paperwork.
Did you sweat?
My hands are getting sweaty.
Okay.
My palms are sweating.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, I fill out paperwork, and I give it to her, and I'm waiting.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, another woman walks in for some other appointment, I'm assuming.
Oh, she's not there for the same thing?
No, not for the same thing. And I'm sitting there, and she's looking at me, and then her husband walks in after her. He sits down next to her, and I know they're looking at me thinking...
Uh-oh.
It's just one dude in here. We know why he's here.
Because he's there for the same thing.
Well, no. Two of them. Whatever. I don't know what they're there for.
Okay.
They know what I'm there for.
They do.
And they call me back into the room.
Chris Parker?
I walk back into the room, and I look around. And at this point, I am full on having a panic attack. And I'm thinking to myself, this is something you do every day.
Well...
Whatever. Guys, no. I'm like, well, come on, this is old hat. You got this, man. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, but they're expecting me. I mean, they're waiting for it. She proceeds to tell me the procedure and gives me some forms to fill out before and after. And hands me a cup.
Wait, you got to get to the best part, though.
I look around in this room. There's a nice little comfortable leather sitting chair. A sink. And a television. A small 19-inch television with a DVD player. And I said, oh, what's that for? And she said, well, just in case you need some visual thing. And I kid you not.
Oh, no.
At this point, I looked at her and I went, I don't want to touch anything in this room.
Okay. And then what did she tell you as she left the room? This is the fun part for Amy.
Okay. She says, there's a little double door there, a little middle door. I want you to go ahead and when you're done, put it into this door and ring the doorbell. Ding dong! I'm done! You know what I just did!
So we can stop the timer.
Yes.
They were timing
you. We need to know how long it takes. And at this point, I'm losing it. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, okay, do I just get it done and over with? Or, oh geez.
Because they're judging you.
Right, or because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to have the record. Right? But at the same time, I don't want to take forever. Like, what's he doing there? Yeah.
You don't want either record.
I
the middle is fine.
I put the thing in the container and ring the doorbell.
Ding dong!
I walk out of the room. And this woman, again, of course, another attraction.